I dropped off my daughter Caroline at camp for the first time ever yesterday and am in the midst of what can only be described as an emotional hangover. Perry and I helped her get her room for the week all set up, and then I hugged her goodbye as her little eyes filled with tears. At that point, I basically had to sprint down the hallway without daring to cast a look back over my shoulder lest I be like Lot's wife and dissolve into a pillar of salt. Or maybe just tears. Whatever. Sometimes a mama likes to incorporate some Old Testament-level drama. I managed to hold it together until I got a text from her later that night, after we'd already made the 3-hour drive back to San Antonio, that read, "I'm not having fun. Please come get me." Followed shortly thereafter by, "The mattresses here are really hard and I can't sleep," which confused me for a moment because she's at soccer camp, not math camp. I felt her pain, though, because I do remember thinking that matrices were really hard back in the days when I still had to attend math classes to learn things I've never used one time in real life. But then I realized she meant mattresses, not matrices. So maybe instead of focusing so much on soccer, we should spend some time at spelling camp. Either way, she had begged to go to camp and gave me her word that she'd stay the whole time, and this was now one of those moments when I had to practice the art of tough love. Which is so easy in theory, but so hard when your baby girl is texting you little emojis with tears rolling down their cheeks. In short, I was like Ron Burgundy in a glass case of emotion. I showed the text to Perry and began to cry, but dads are generally the bad cop in these situations, and so he was unsympathetic to her plight. He looked at me and said, "You're getting all worked up. She's safe, she's secure, and it's only for 4 nights. She can do anything for 4 nights. Technically, I know he's right. But there's always that nagging thing inside of me that realizes Caroline is our only child, and if we screw this up, no one will come visit us for Christmas when we're old. We don't have a backup plan unless you count our dogs, and everyone knows that dogs are the worst gift givers at holidays. So I texted my best friend Gully, who happens to be visiting her mom in College Station, which happens to be only 5 minutes away from Caroline's camp dorm. My texts were a flurry of all my feelings and emotions and anxieties, and finally Gully texted back, "Can you just call me?" I told her I could, but if I heard her voice, I knew all I'd be able to do was cry. And she replied, "You can just cry." And so I did. I called her and sobbed all my fears and worries until I had nothing left but a bad case of the hiccups and her offer to go sleep in the dorm with Caroline if it would make me feel better. Because there are some things that your best friend just understands in a way your husband never will. When I got off the phone an hour later, I said a prayer of gratitude that Gully has been a constant in my life every day for the last 25 years. How many phone calls have we had when one of us sat and listened while the other poured out every possible emotion until there was no possibility that there were any feelings left anywhere else in the whole world? The answer is too many to count.